You are in Latvia also to participate in a discussion about politicians trying to dismiss the media supervisor. What is your take on this situation?
Well, I'm representing European Broadcasting Union. This is a professional association, as you know, of 75 radio and television organizations all over Europe, 55 countries. And Latvian radio and television are our active members. And our duty is, of course, you know, in the spirit of solidarity, to follow the media scene in Europe, which is, of course, very complicated, and trying to preserve and to develop the format, so to say, of public service media. And we are looking forward to develop this idea and not to allow a dismissal, let's say, of this idea. If we will be leaving this defense of public service media, then it can very well happen that there will be derogation of the whole idea. So wherever we can, we are supporting the AD, and we are of course offering arguments, best practices, which is also very important.
Often there is a confusion, what's the public service, brief and down to earth, what it is and why it's good.
Well, first of all, and for Latvia, very important is you used to have a state broadcasting. State broadcasting is very simple. It is run by state. It is actually oriented for the state. It is informing things where states, politicians, whatever parties want to be delivered. But it is a one-sided activity. Public service media is a totally different animal. It's done and installed to serve civilians, to serve citizens, to serve the public. Not politicians, not the state. Therefore, also the control over public service broadcasting should be public, should be independent of politics and of state as much as possible. You will never exclude politics out of media because of the importance, particularly electronic media, which are the main source of information and of everything you can imagine. But you can limit them, and you should limit them, because one of the functions of public service broadcasting, among others, is also to be, so to say, a controller of politics, of government, of parliament, in interest of citizens. You can do it only if you are independent. We defined six principles of public service broadcasting. I will not bother you with all details, but the most important thing about public service broadcasting is that we are the, first of all, we can work only if we are independent. Independence means that you need also funds for that, but independent funds. Sometimes you get financing of public service broadcasting through license fees. In your country, it is a part of public financing through budget. It is not so important how you are financed, but very important is that there is financing which is sustainable and which is absolutely not influenced by single political or any other interest, because we should be pluralistic and we should also not be depending on economic interests and so on. Then a very important thing is quality. Quality should be a distinction of public service versus commercial broadcasting, because, you know, their existence of commercial broadcasting is only one, to earn money. We need money to make programs, tremendous distinction. And then, of course, what public service broadcasting is doing, contrary to commercial broadcasting, is a diverse program offer. We are obliged, because we are serving citizens, to present all sorts of programs, minority programs, cultural programs, dramas, music, promotion of our creativity, of image and of identity of a nation, which the others are not doing. And in doing so, of course, we have to be transparent. Transparency is another distinction from private or anybody else. Whatever we do for the citizens. Therefore, we have to be responsible to the citizens, and we have to report to them, and we have to be open for ideas, initiatives, comments, and of course critics. This is what makes the difference of public service broadcasting.
One of our parliamentarians who chairs the commission responsible for media affairs, she kind of openly admitted that she often calls media bosses to complain about news content that she doesn't like. How acceptable that is that? Is it a sign that there is a wish for a state radio instead of public service news?
Well, I think everybody has the right to comment and to give his impression, and I think we should be open. This is the meaning of public service broadcasting, to be open for everybody. If these comments or phone calls are meant to influence in a way, particularly in a political way, then of course it is bad. Politicians should refrain from intervening in broadcasting, because you should always take into account we are the ones who are controlling them, and we should have also all our independence to do so. But of course, on our side is also the responsibility of quality and of course of credibility, of absolutely presenting facts as they are and not as they or somebody would wish that they are. That is a professional work. Then comes to democratic processes. You have a governing body, which is this regulatory agencies and agency. And when people in the regulatory agency are once elected, they are probably elected because they are experts in their fields and they are the best at the moment in their fields. They should, of course, independently work. They should not have an imperative mandate. They should not be responsible to somebody for what they do. The only responsibility is that they do their business the best possible way, and that they are transparent.
There were calls that to call it in the danger for media independence or for media freedom is kind of overreaction, that attempts to meddle with the media regulator is no threat to media freedom or independence. Is it or is it not, in your opinion?
There is no single model how you will run that, but it is a model of ethics, and it is a model of, you know, dialogue in a society. Of course, if there is a dialogue, it is much better than of a dictate. But everybody involved in this dialogue should know where are the limits. I mean, professional work is professional work.
It's always hard to tell where does the line run. Maybe you have a rule of thumb or like a checkup list to separate accountability of media that's necessary from unacceptable influence.
Yes, of course, yes. I mean, public service broadcasting has to follow its own remit. And part of this remit is, as I said, not only what you are producing, which has to be a consensus of the society, what the society needs. Not every society needs the same things. Nowadays, we are very much looking for programs for youngsters and young generation, transmitted in a very modern way so that we attract them, because these who are today youngsters will be tomorrow adults and will be our audience permanently. So we have also to influence in a way the literacy, if you want, of the media, so that we will have always the same critical audience who would watch and read and listen to us. I would say the division has to be very clear. Parliament is not taking over role of government, because this is executive power. Public service broadcasting has in this bundle of public institutions its own role. And now to allow that one single segment of the society will dictate but only them, what we have to do, that would be very bad.
We talked quite a lot about Latvia, but looking at a broader perspective, is the situation here unique, or EBU feels the need or has to help or work with many of the members in many European countries with similar issues?
Everywhere, without any exception, we have, of course, the attempts of different elites in the society, be it politicians, be it owners of capital, be it whatever different groups exist, to influence public broadcasting. It is something normal. It becomes unnormal if one of these powers wants to impose himself, itself, on somebody else. And obviously, here and there, we are facing these attempts of politicians that they would like to run media, and particularly public service media. This is wrong.
You're here on the way to Kiev, and you've consulted in Georgia and Ukraine. Now, with the wave of propaganda and mixing news with it, strong and independent media in all over Eastern and South Europe is, I think, more important than ever. What is the situation there?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. I mean, I'm a little bit elder man. I have experienced the Cold War period of 50s, 60s, 70s, where it was really a propaganda war between East and West and two ideologies and so on, and where a lot of programs have been prohibited to be spread within countries. There have been electronic devices preventing people to see or to watch programs from the West or so. And I thought that we will never face that again. Unfortunately, we are in the repetition of this environment. But I think, in these 20, 30 years, I'm convinced, regardless now of very big danger of military conflicts and so on, I think the society has developed tremendous. I mean, you have now not only, you are not only dependent on some propaganda media from somewhere, but you can always turn your receiver to somebody else. I think the best answer on propaganda, as in my opinion, propaganda programs and contents are not journalism. This is propaganda. This is something which has nothing to do with our profession. But it can be countered only with real journalism, quality journalism, credible journalism, and so on. If your viewers and listeners will believe you, will trust you, will really see that you are offering the best and the most credible information, you can have 20 propaganda transmitters and they will not reach the aims they have put on them. So I think the in my opinion, I'm a professional journalist for 46 years, the real challenge is to develop, to broaden, to develop in positive sense all what journalism can offer in creative way. Backgrounds, commentaries, analyses, investigative journalism. And if you do that, I think you will always be popular and appreciated by your audience. And forget about this propaganda machinery, which is temporary, which cannot sustain change of time, is evident, and also economic speaks its own language. This should be the answer.